Here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 15th of January, 2011. It's the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., born in Atlanta, 1929. On this day, leader of the civil rights movement, committed to nonviolence. It was in 1967, April the 4th, he delivered a speech called Beyond Vietnam, in which he denounced America's involvement in the Vietnam War because it was recruiting poor and minority men to be soldiers and was draining resources away from social programs at home, and because it was an unjust war, he said. He said, "A nation that continues year after year to spend more money on military defense than on programs of social uplift is approaching spiritual death." He spoke out against the war for the next year and began a poor people's campaign in 1968. And on April the 4th, 1968, 1 year after his first anti-war speech, he was assassinated while he was standing on the balcony of his motel room at the Lorraine Motel in Memphis, where he was leading a protest march in solidarity with garbage workers who were on strike. It's the 10-year anniversary of the online encyclopedia Wikipedia, launched on this day in 2001 by Larry Sanger and Jimmy Wales. Jimmy Wales was an entrepreneur. Larry Sanger was a philosopher specializing in epistemology, the study of knowledge. They were both interested in open source software and the idea of creating an online encyclopedia that anybody could contribute to. Their first attempt was called Newpedia, March of 2000, which didn't work well, and then they discovered Wiki software, which made it possible for anyone to write and anyone to edit. Wikipedia has been criticized for placing too much emphasis on fringe things. For example, the entry on Star Wars creatures is 1.5 times longer than the entry on World War II. But there was a comparative study of the accuracy of Wikipedia to the online version of Encyclopedia Britannica, a study by Nature magazine, which found that their accuracy was comparable. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Samuel Hazo, entitled Towels. What purpose have they but to rub skin dry by being drawn behind the back, two-handed down the showered spine, or fluffed between the thighs and elsewhere? Yard goods lack what towels proffer in sheer plump tuft. Wadded after use and flung in hampers to be washed, they clump like the tired laundry of men who sweat for a living. Spun dry or spread-eagled to the sun, they teach us what renewal means. Touch them when they're stacked or racked, and what you're touching is abundance in waiting. Imprinted with the names of Hilton or the Ritz, they daub with equal deft the brows of bandits or the breasts of queens. What else did Pilate reach for when he washed his hands of Christ before the multitudes? Even when retired to the afterlife of rags, they still can buff the grills of Chrysler's, Falling Waters windows, or important shoes. However small, it seems they have their part to play. But then, en route from use to uselessness, it's no small asset, ever, to be always good at something. Towels, a poem by Samuel Hazo, from The Song of the Horse, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can follow them on Twitter at PoetryFound. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Engineered by Noriko Okabe. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.